So recently, Anthony Mackie has come under scrutiny for saying that Captain America shouldn't represent the term America. And that boy went on a whole spiel to say a whole lot of nothing just to come back the very next day to apologize and clarify his statement. Listen here, Anthony Blackie, stay in your lane, okay? Stop biting the hand that feeds you. If you're not doing shit about shit, just shut the fuck up. Like, I would rather someone complain than try to do something, whatever it is. Talking all this shit about America, but you're in America. It's like you come home, you shit in the living room, and then you sleep in the bathroom, and then you eat in the bedroom. Did that make sense?
There's a good analogy there somewhere, but I don't know if it fits with this shit. But I love where you were going.
Welcome to another episode of Idiot 1 and Idiot 2. Which one of us is Idiot 1 and Idiot 2? Does it matter? Because we're both idiots. So Anthony Mackie, actor. Well, before...
Who's that again?
Anthony Mackie is an actor known for playing Falcon in the Marvel movies. The Captain America.
Who's Falcon again?
Oh my God. Stop capping. Also, he played in one of my favorite shows. What's it called? Not Upgrade. What's it called? The thing when they have the stacks, when they switch bodies. Assorted Carbon. Altered Carbon. Altered Carbon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to actually, up until that recent comment he made, I used to actually like his stuff. I actually used to like him. I'm like, oh my God, he's such a good actor. He's like down to earth.
What did he say?
So recently, Anthony Mackie has come under scrutiny for saying that Captain America shouldn't represent the term America. And that's on a promo run he has for his upcoming movie, Captain America, A Brave New World, I think it's called. And that boy went on a whole spiel to say a whole lot of nothing just to come back the very next day to apologize and clarify his statements. So saying stuff like, the Captain America represents, he goes on and states, Captain America represents everything America represents or should represent except America. Now it feels like America is a dirty word. Like,
you know what I noticed? I noticed that anytime we have a certain person in office as the president, it has become blasphemous to be an American.
To be an American. That's so true.
Isn't it strange?
It's so weird. Isn't it strange?
Because nobody was talking like that when Sleepy Joe was in office.
I don't get it.
It's kind of bizarre. It's kind of bizarre.
You know how like, okay, you know how with black people, if anyone other than a black person says the N-word, they just automatically gets triggered, right? I feel like Trump's presence does that to a group of people. I don't know why. Like, no matter what he does, it's a negative thing. He talked about, like, Trump started implementing his whole immigration policy. A policy that Obama back in his days agreed with and implemented himself. The whole deportation.
Not even just Obama, just any president.
No, but as of recent, most recently, comparatively, Obama has had like the most deportation, even more than Trump during his first term.
I'm not going to lie to you. The only person who did immigration backwards was Joe Biden. He's the only one who like, let's open up the border and get a bunch of people. Hold on. This is not supposed to be a political show.
Let's go back. We're going to go back. So all this to say, whenever it's like anything the orange man does, everybody has a problem with it. Like the orange man just breathes and it's racism. So like, it's so weird now. Just because he's president, the word America now is a dirty word.
Yeah, so I saw a little bit of his comments, and I can save him just a little bit based on what I think he was trying to say. I understand him saying that Captain America to him doesn't represent America, right? It represents the ideals, which, for the most part, when that character was created, was synonymous to the ideas of what an American is, like America, what America's supposed
America
to be, right?
Represents.
The land of freedom, what America represents. It's not about the word America. It's about those values were ingrained in the society that was part of America. So It's freedom, justice, liberty for all, right? Mm-hmm. So then when they created the character Captain America, just like Superman, it was supposed to be
a symbol of positivity
and strength and power and like, you know, justice and all of that good stuff, right? So then the character himself is not about America. Like, based on my understanding of, you know, this old, you know,
you're saying a whole lot of nothing. America is getting great again. Therefore, Captain America is becoming great again.
You're right.
That's it.
That's right.
America's America.
Oh, no. No. If Captain America was becoming great again, they would have fired the black actor and put Steve Rogers back on.
White power, let's go.
Mackie needs to go back to the plantation where he was from.
Oh, whoa. Chill. By the way, this is a comedy podcast, y'all. Please don't take us seriously.
Really, yeah, guys, realize we're pretty much like two riffing idiots. That's all it is. So, like, if you guys want to get your panties in a bunch, sorry, we're ignorant
we'll
people.
We'll never
okay?
grow this
We're highly
channel.
Educated, ignorant people who choose to be ignorant for YouTube clicks, okay? So I'm sorry.
Wow.
But anyways, Mackie, Nisa.
With that intro, we'll never grow this channel, yo.
I'm pretty sure there are at least 10 people who are like us who would be just fine with all of this shit that we're doing.
Yo, bro, if I had 10 people checking in every week when we drop this shit, you know how happy I would be? Like 10 strangers, people I don't know and who don't know me. That would be an achievement.
That's so sad. It's not sad.
No, listen. It's not sad. It's just a matter of building a community of like-minded people, but like-minded people who can challenge each other. So like if we do something.
So building an echo chamber, guys.
That's why I said challenge each other. Imagine like we get a following, then we say some fucked up shit. They'd be like, hey, yo, we don't like this shit. And then we could just like have a little back and forth.
And apologize like shits
not
and gigs.
Apologize.
No, thank you.
We're not cucks. Like.
Now you're going to get canceled.
No.
What the? Hey, okay.
All right, back on topic. ADHD.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So
we should we should rename this podcast the ADHD Hour.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Trending topic, ADHD.
ADHD Hour. Yep, I agree. So, then we can jump on to talk about ADHD. People say ADHD is a superpower, but I believe it's a curse. Back to Mr. Mackey. Okay. I think these Hollywood types, they are here to say the most, like, what's trending at the time. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's cool. It's always been cool to be a contrarian to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So, Hollywood has to say stuff that is in opposition to the Trump.
Orange Man.
So, Orange Man, the Trump, Trumpy, Donnie, whatever.
Big Daddy.
So to me, Big Daddy, that's right.
But I can't keep a straight face saying that shit. Go ahead.
But I don't know. It just like, okay, Hollywood people are weird. I spent 2.5 years living in Los Angeles and I was on the movie scene, you know, trying to do, went to a couple of film festivals, had a couple of films selected and stuff like that. But those people are weird. I'm sorry. Like Hollywood people are just weird. And I'm not even saying it because, like, I've heard it. Like, I've experienced it. They're weird. So when an actor is going on a press run, I would be shocked if they don't say some lame shit or some weird shit.
Listen here, Anthony.
So what's your take?
Listen here, Anthony Blackie. Stay in your lane, okay? Stop biting the hand that feeds you. Talking all this about America, but you're in America. And you just recently said you're proud to be an American. It's like you come home, you shit in the living room, and then you sleep in the bathroom. And then you eat in the bedroom. Did that make sense?
There's a good analogy there somewhere, but I don't know if it fits with this shit. But I love where you were going. I love it. It sounds so intellectual, right? But we know it's bullshit. It sounds good, but it might not apply. But we're going to keep that in. You're a pseudo-intellectual, and I'm here for it, okay?
No, but in all seriousness, I don't know. Like, these like you said, these Hollywood elites, these people who get paid to fake things, they're just they're so disconnected. Like I don't like think about the disconnect. There are some people who are just so ashamed of America, they're willing to badmouth it, talk shit, but they're not really putting their money where their mouth is, right? Selena Gomez crying, anybody, my people. Can even speak Spanish.
Don't talk about her. Oh my God. She got enough coverage with that nonsense.
Listen, I'm just saying, follow me here. And they have these people, you have these people who are just yapping their mouths and not really doing anything. At least from the public facing, I don't see what the hell they're doing to improve what they call this so bad about America. Yet, we have an orange man with tiny hands handling big things. Right? Like, so he's doing all these things because he thinks this is how the country should be. So he went and ran for president 3 times. Won the first time.
Which reminds me.
Then second time he lost. Go ahead, then he still was done. I want to be president so I can make a change. At least that's what, if we take it at face value, he seems to want to change the country, like push it towards a vision of what he has for this country, right? He's actually doing something. But all these other complainers and whiners, shut the fuck up. If you're not doing shit about shit, just shut the fuck up. Like, I would rather someone complain than try to do something, whatever it is. Whether you're trying to, I don't know, fight the power, or like, I don't know, walk into the bank and just, let me stop. Whatever you do. If you have some conviction to do something, go ahead, complain, and then go do what you have to do. But if you're just going to whine, shut the fuck up. You're not doing
shit. They're not here to do anything. They're not here to do anything. And, okay, so today I was watching the confirmation hearing for RFK as Secretary of Health and Human Services for the U.S., right? Mm. And these people are grilling him and asking him certain questions, right? But he made his mission known. Like, it's been known 4 years of what he believes is, you know, is wrong with the system, right? But I'm listening to those people grilling him, right? The senators and House representatives, and you know, they're grilling him, right? And I ask myself this: I'm like, okay, we are in the year 2025, right? If they can answer to me that healthcare in America has gotten better, right? Mm-hmm. If they can answer to me that healthcare cost is better, we have better outcome. But like everything has gotten worse. So if everything has gotten worse, right? What is it that you're pushing back?
Oh, yeah. What do you want us?
You know what I mean? Like,
what do you want? What do you
like, like if we went from being the top to being at the bottom, like what are you pushing against?
Like clearly we're going the wrong way.
Like, what's your point?
Clearly we're going the wrong way. Healthcare, like, right. Like an example, like ever since I started working as a professional, graduated from college in 2016, every year, the subsidized healthcare health plan from my employers we always get less, and we're paying more every year.
More
every year, we have to renew. We have to pay more, and we get less every year. Every year. So, don't talk to me as if things are increasing. Don't talk to me as if things are getting better. Maybe certain things are getting better for certain people, but the basic things we need, I've seen no sign of them getting better. Food is expensive.
Getting worse.
Food is expensive. Healthcare. Nigga.
Health has gotten worse. Cost has gotten worse. We're heading towards the wrong direction, right? So then, after all those years of being in office, being part of all these committees, being part of all of those things, you guys have only made things worse. What is it that you're offering that... that is a counterpoint to what he's offering. Like I just don't, I'm like, what are we talking about here? Because you've had decades of a downward trend. Nobody did a goddamn thing about it. The only thing that they want to speak on is like, we got Obamacare. Like, for who, nigga? Like everybody else is having a terrible time. Like, you're telling me Obamacare helped a lot of people who did not have healthcare, but then now the rest of the of people who got healthcare through their employers or whatever it is, generally speaking, the majority of people are worse off. So, like, what is it is your ground for opposing whatever he's offering, right? We've had people in office made millions of dollars off of Big Pharma, right? What is it that we are talking about here? You don't have any solution to offer because you were part of the system and the system has been shit. So like, I'm listening to these fucking idiots. I'm like, this is what we've accepted.
Yeah.
We just literally just watching people like do whatever the fuck they want, fucking us over.
We just complain.
And then like, I'm like, what the fuck?
We just complain, do nothing about it. I also just so we're clear.
Except for Luigi, that nigga did something about it.
Yeah, exactly.
He got pinned for a murder that he did not commit.
Shut up. Like I'm not saying I'm supporting Orange Man or anything like that. I'm just saying I'm gonna listen to the other guy talk because y'all haven't been doing shit so far. So let me hear what the other guy is saying. The thing is, I don't believe like even coming to this the past election, I didn't believe he was gonna actually do all the things he's done so far. I thought it was just
absolutely
bullshit.
Not.
So the first 5 days, he's been doing all this crap, and yet he's getting pushed back because he's doing exactly what he said he was gonna be doing. Things that the majority of people who voted for him want him to do. Yet there's still the thing is, once again, I think all politicians are the same. For as far as I know, I'm ignorant. Mm-hmm. We're ignorant. As far as I know, I don't have no peek in behind the curtain to see what the hell's going on, who's leading this show for real. As far as I know, Trump and any other politician, they're just the public-facing actors to appease the masses. Like, there might be someone in the background keeping things in control or perfectly trying to balance this shit. What I'm saying is, niggas are yapping their mouth, yapping, complaining, and not doing shit about shit. Shut the fuck up. Take a seat. If you're not going to do anything about it, shut the fuck up. Take a seat on a spiked dildo. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Why does it have to be a spike?
Because it's just so annoying. Just shut the fuck. Like, you're making things worse. You get on and then saying all these things and get people in their head and get people so stressed, so anxious about shit.
It's performative.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's worse off.
We're all worse off from having these people complaining and not offering any real fucking solution. They haven't been offering solutions for the past fucking 4 years. All these fucking celebrities, I was like, just shut the fuck up.
For the past 20 fucking years, bitch. Like I'm going to say 2005 because I've been part of this country since 2005. And to me, I've seen where we were and where we've gotten. And to me, we're headed in
as
the wrong direction.
As
far as I can tell.
As far as I can tell. Because ever since I've been here, education has gotten more expensive. Food has gotten more expensive. Mm-hmm. Housing everywhere has gotten more expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't think any housing
more expensive. Mm-hmm.
Housing has gotten more expensive. Healthcare has gotten more expensive. Everything's been on an upward trend when it came to the bad shit. Like, whether quality of life has been keeping up with it, that I don't fucking know. I can only speak of the things that I deal with on a day-to-day, and I can notice how they've been
worse.
I
would be hard-pressed to find people who say, like, oh, I am better off today than I was 20 years ago or 5 years ago or 15 years ago. So, to me, I don't know. And I will say this. I have one thing that will always stay true to me. Billionaires do not have the interests of the common people in mind. That's just a simple fact. So, I would never trust billionaires being in politics and making up laws and things like that that they say, we're going to help the common people. Fuck no. Mm-hmm. On top of that, politicians do not have the best interests of the common people in mind. So, I don't want to hear none of that bullshit. All I'm saying
is
the general population or like whether you're Democrat, Republican, all that nonsense that you're falling for, wake the fuck up, bro. Like, none of these people give a fuck about you because if they did, your life would be better off now. Sure.
Exactly.
Some people might have like improved their lives through certain means and you know, things like that. But for the majority of the country, I would say that we look at our lives right now, we're like, at least in the last 8 years, shit has not been good.
And the thing is, we have to keep chasing. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm not saying the country is shit. What I'm saying is the people who are complaining haven't been doing shit to make anything better.
Make it correct.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the thing is, for us to keep up with the disaster that's going on, you have to try to earn more money. But you're just keeping up with this upward trend of everything getting more expensive and more difficult to attain. You just have to keep up with it, right? Once again, I don't claim any fucking parties. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a fucking Democrat. I don't give a fuck. I only care about the things that affect me on an individual level. And the thing is, the things that affect the majority of people also affect me on an individual level, because everybody's going to start fucking losing their shit. Everybody's going to go into a panic state. And it's not being helped by these people who are yapping their mouths whenever they hear anything from Orange Man. Just, if you're not going to do shit about it, shut the fuck up.
Here's what the politicians like to say. Let me be clear. I'm not saying that I don't love America. I love America. We have a lot of great things that's good about America. But if we're being honest, the people who are pulling the strings are not doing a great job. This country could be so much better. And we do have someone who promises to make everything great again. But I don't believe it, because his kind has never had our best interest in mind. And that's the bottom line.
I will believe it when I see it.
Until then, fuck all them niggas, and us, the people,
we're just trying
should
to
take control of our government, put in power the people that we want in power, get rid of the establishment,
America
back to its golden age.
Hold on, but for me though, okay, you might say I'm just a pessimist, but like, I think human nature breeds this. Like, human nature breeds these corrupted individuals who don't care about the majority, who don't care about the people, and only care about themselves. Mm-hmm. They'll give you breadcrumbs to keep you, give them cake.
Of course.
Bread and circus. Yep. Right? You keep people entertained. You keep them in this constant state of back and forth, this swing. That's what I call the equilibrium, right? Because you go to an extreme, swing back the other way. During this oscillation, whenever you have a moment of peace, oh, people are happy. But then you have to push them back so they don't get too comfortable, and then so you can bring them back to the center. It's just a game.
But if we had bread and circus, I think most people wouldn't be complaining. The problem is we have no bread in a lot of circus. It's become hard for us to feed ourselves, to feed our children. I don't have any kids, but you get the point. Things are getting more expensive. Like, you can't even have a leisure time where I'm going to go to the movies this weekend. Movie tickets are like 15 goddamn bucks, $20. And I'm like, so how am I supposed to Netflix subscription jumped up in price, a Prime subscription. Like, we don't even have the proper circus now. We don't have enough bread. We don't even have proper, distraction. The only thing we have is social media. That's the only free distraction we have.
Even now,
the product, and we are being told that we need to buy all of those things that we don't even have the money for to buy.
And also,
so what are we doing?
Is it really a circus?
Give me bread and circus back. We would be happy.
Because social media is not even a circus at this point, because it's people trying to get you to feel angry and disparaged and sad.
And make money off of it.
And that's, so it's like you said, where's the fucking circus? I want to be entertained.
There's a circus.
I don't want to be mad. You know what? I think it's because we're not fucking enough.
Bottom line is...
I think we're not fucking enough. That's what it is.
They need to give everybody, every man a whore and every lady a man whore. Uh-huh. Once everybody's fucking, we good.
But that's going to wear off. So we got to give them drugs, too.
Ooh, you're right. I say they put... what's that thing they put in the water to make you go crazy?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, chloride? Oh, no. I have this premise I want to run by you.
No, not that one.
I want to premise for a joke I want to run by you. Let me know if you've heard it before or whatever. But, I want to...
Go ahead.
You know how we have LA has a homeless problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this country also has a fentanyl problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about... Hear me out. We be efficient, and we just push some fentanyl into the homeless communities. It'll sort itself out. We get these drugs off the streets.
It was already happening.
We get the drugs off the streets. We put it in the streets.
I have a better solution. You're on the right path.
Right?
We need to lace the fentanyl with, like, I don't know, rat poison or something.
Nigga, the fentanyl is that enough to kill problem. You. You don't need rat poison.
No, it's not. Trust me. You know what? Stop. Oh, my God. This is... Guys, we're just kidding, okay? Like, do not come for me. Do not come for my livelihood. Nigga, this is just a joke. Now, shut the fuck up. Put some rat poison... No, because the fentanyl is not going to kill you.
You will need extra shit.
I've known in my line of work, I've met people who've done fentanyl, they're alive. I'm saying, guarantee a population decrease.
Not just a population decrease, a homeless population decrease. You got to be specific.
Sorry, yeah.
No. Yes, you just fentanyl is potent enough where if you don't have to poison it further. It's like shooting a nigga in the head and shooting him in the stomach as well. Like, you don't need, he's already dead.
Make sure he down.
Oh, nigga, come on, nah. You don't gotta put wet. Nah, bro, that's like a work of an amateur.
We are gonna get in so much trouble, but honestly.
It's a joke. Why would we get in trouble? It's a joke.
Because people love to put their pennies in a bunch. If we get Democrats back in power, we're fucked. But if we can keep the Nazis in power, we're good.
I don't like how you make
they're
this
not Nazis.
Look.
Actually, they are. YouTube, don't demonetize us because we are on your side. The current administration is a Nazi. Oh,
yo, I hate how you're making us look. You're making us look red. We're not red, bro. Chill.
We're purple. What the fuck you mean?
We're not. Whatever. Like.
Oh wait. Red and blue. That's green.
Yeah, it
makes
purple. Yes, idiot. It makes purple. Yes.
Oh, well, yes. We're purple. Yes.
Okay. So Thanos.
But I know. Thanos. I like your solution. Uh-huh. You just need to have the proper resources in place to take care of the dead bodies and the half-dead
bodies. I'm thinking of a solution for immigration. I'll let you know when I come up with one.
Oh, you know what? Okay. In all seriousness, I have the solution for immigration.
Okay, all right. Don't get serious.
And this is my plea.
Don't get serious, please.
What are you talking about?
I want it to be lighthearted and just shit-talking. Go ahead. What's your plea?
We haven't been shit talking this whole time. Like, why would I get serious?
Okay. Immigration problems. We keep all the big booty Latinas and we send all the niggas home. Right?
Nobody would oppose that. Like, come on. Like, okay, if you have a D cup, huh?
Was that your solution for real? That was your solution?
No, that wasn't my solution.
That was your solution.
I'm an intellectual. I have a real solution to real problems. But if we're going to go with your solution, we just met. Like, if you have a certain cup size and a certain, like, you know, butt circumference, you get to stay. Any Hispanic man that's under 5'10", they got to go.
No, over 5'10". We don't want to compete.
No, under 5'10". That means all of them.
Wow. Okay, on that note, I think it's time we end this shit before we get fired from our respective jobs. Just kidding. We're not working.
We're not working. We don't have jobs, guys.
We're on
EBT
and unemployment. The very type of people who support Mr. Trump. That's us.
And a few credit card scam here and there, but you know.
Just a few. Whenever time gets hard, we just hit those street scam and that's all.
That's it. We're just some good working cotton picking folk. That's all
we
need.
No.
What? Am I not accurately describing this?
Yeah,
what are you talking
about?
You work
at Ross, you fold clothes. Okay, I got you. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I do work at Ross. No.
All right, well, on this note, please don't look us up. Don't look us up. Because, bitch, our lives would be destroyed. Not that we give a fuck.
What life, nigga?
Exactly.
We have no life.
Anyway, enough is enough. We know when to quit. All right? And we'll be back, though, for more. If Haktua can do it, so can we.
Hell yeah. But we're not Haktuaing anybody.
We're bartuing.
That's the right amount of money.
All right, bye.
Oh, my God. Nigga, please. All right, bye.